Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2278. $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome to Thursday, August the 11th. I'm really glad you're here. Are you up early with me? 5 to 6 on the legendary KWXYs, where you can hear my show. 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, and at the end we play my music. Lots of things I'm really proud of that make me happy. And I hope they do the same for you. Then at 8 o'clock, switch over to the other iVox station. That's KGX 920 AM, where I started 26 years ago. Or 99.1 FM and listen to the show. If you need a website repeated or a phone number repeated, or you want to hear a certain interview again, there it is. After we're finished, we post everything on my website and my Facebook page. I'm fond of saying, I don't care where you listen, just so you do. So sit back and relax. I will drive. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Thursday, August 11th, the Cathedral City Senior Center, say that fast, has a food drive on Saturday, August 13th from 3 to 6 p.m. And if you bring food by, you get ice cream. They're at 37171 Buddy Rogers Avenue. Details at cathedralcenter.org. The Desert Cancer Foundation wants you to remember the 16th Paint El Paseo Pink has registration open now for the event on Saturday, October 8th. So make sure you get that straight. The 16th Paint El Paseo Pink will be on Saturday, October 8th, but you can register now. It will be on El Paseo in Palm Desert. Register at Desert Cancer Foundation. I can say Paint El Paseo Pink, but I can't say DesertCancerFoundation.org. Riverside County wants you to know they're going to revitalize the North Salton Sea. This is huge. The details are on the website, RIVCO, RIVCO.org. Now, after all that, let me straighten up and play Legendary for Wink Martindale. Today's Thursday. That means the award-winning History of Rock and Roll from 1 to 3 today on the Legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Details, winkmartindale.org. Thus endeth the somewhat questionable reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, Hollywood has the Walk of Fame. Palm Springs has the Walk of Stars, but this is radio. So Joey English has the Talk of Stars. Get it? And we're really honored today. This fellow's been a friend of mine, a family member of mine, a co-conspirator of mine for probably 50 years. And we are so honored to say hello to Gypsy Hawk.
Hi, everybody out there, Joey pals, and everyone in Palm Springs.
Exactly. Okay, we know how this works. We spend the first segment talking about your childhood. So start off and tell us, where were you born?
I was born in Montclair, New Jersey on February 14th, 1932. That makes me 90 today.
Yes. You were 90 on Valentine's Day. We love that. And Montclair, New York.
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
Yes, New Jersey. But I grew up in Morristown, New Jersey, which was only a couple of miles from there. That's 28 miles from Manhattan.
Was your family husband, wife, mother, father, brother, sister? What was it made up of?
Well, my father, of course, like anyone during the war, was with a factory for the war. And my mother was a medical person. She had graduated from Columbia Medical. She was one of the few women at that time, and she got a job with Dr. Starr in New York on Park Avenue. He was an osteopath, and you had to get an MD license then to do that kind of work. It was the kind of work that doctors did with FDR for his polio. So she was in the medical world at that point.
And she was a working mother. I mean, that was unusual, wasn't it?
It was. And of course, I was adopted. So she was doing some what we would call now pro bono work at an orphanage in Plainfield, New Jersey. And that was also around in that area. And this one time there was an infant there that they didn't know what to do with, because I'm only getting this from my mother all the years. So she put in to be for me to be adopted. And so she took me home at not quite 3 months old. And so that's how I got into the family. And then, of course, she said, this is all she told me all these years. She couldn't, supposedly had some difficulties and had surgeries, and she wasn't supposedly able to have children. But 2 years after she adopted me, she got pregnant and had one child. And 2 years after that, she got pregnant again. And in those days, she was so sensitive medically that they kept them in the hospital sometimes for 6 months, 7 months, where she had to be flat. Otherwise, she would have lost the baby. So she suffered a lot to have those two babies.
Were they boys or girls?
Boys. And they're both still alive, although we never see each other. I haven't seen them since I was 14.
Is that a heartache for you? Or
no. Heartaches is when I don't have the rent money.
So what kind of schooling did you have, Gypsy?
Well, I went to the regular things. I went to Morristown High School. Morristown is a big historic town in New Jersey. All these towns are small towns around there. Summit and East Orange and, you know, places like that. Short Hills, where they have a lot of money. And Montclair, and they have Upper Montclair. But, yeah, so I went to my mother, in where we were, not everybody could go to Morristown High School, but it had the state's biggest a cappella choir and theater show. And Charlie Mays was the director. Then he's been dead for 30,000 years.
I can't believe you remember that name.
Yeah, Charlie Mays, he was wonderful in New Jersey. And my mother, I auditioned. I sang in St. Peter's Church. I was a choir boy that sang leads. I had a soprano voice. It changed at 13. Mm-hmm. But so I got into Morristown High School and got right into the a cappella choir. And that's where I started doing shows, senior plays and stuff. And in Short Hills, New Jersey, there's a in Millburn, New Jersey, there's a playhouse called a Paper Mill Playhouse. Frank Harrington was the director, and that's an Equity Playhouse. And on summers, when other kids were going to summer camp, I was going there and working on sets and learning scenery, and I was taking dance lessons. And then boys didn't do that. I had one other boy. Tap dancing, they thought that was okay. But when you did ballet and jazz, they thought that was not so good. But, of course, I've always had that sort of, I don't care what you think. It's what I think is the important thing.
And when we get to another segment, we'll talk about Gypsy. Yes. And dancing and all of that. Yes. Now, did you finish high school? Did you finish?
Yeah. I graduated in June of 1950. Yeah, Morristown High School. And this, one of the things that has happened to me during my career, and especially my career as it evolved into Palm Springs, some of the strangest things happened to me. When I graduated from high school, the ceremonies, that's the start of one of the strange things that happened. There was 410, I believe, graduates that year. And when it got to be my name and I got my diploma, the entire audience stood up and clapped. And nobody could, and I had some high school people there said, well, why did they do that for you? It's because I became famous for the high school senior plays, and I did all the stuff. So,
as James Hawk.
Yes, yes. There was no Gypsy yet.
Now, did you ever attempt to find your birth parents?
No. My mother and I were very close. she told me that my parents had died, that they never knew who the father ever was, and the mother died. That's why the baby was there. So she got me. And so that's, I never knew anyone other than them.
I think that's a lovely story. So after you graduated from high school, what'd you do the next day?
Well, the next day, I hate to tell you, I eloped.
Oh.
And I got married. And in those days, you could only go to a certain town about 100 miles away. And it was the only place where you could get married underage with no blood tests. So I had been dating this girl all through high school and grammar school.
Tell me her first name.
Jeannie.
Oh.
And so that's how that all happened. And we came home. My mother had a heart attack, fits. So my mother sort of took it the best way they could. So we had another big wedding at St. Peter's.
Oh.
And then I went to New York. It was only a train ride away, Lackawanna Railroad those days. And I went in and started doing some open calls, rehearsals. But my wife got pregnant. So we had a little girl there. But by the time she was walking, I was on Broadway the first time.
Oh, my stars. But you were still James Hawk.
Yes. Not yet. Not yet. So, anyway.
Now, did your wife go to New York with you? Did she stay with your mother? Or?
She went with me. And we stayed with my aunt, who had a house on Park Avenue, way up in the upper, in the 80s, 86 in Park. And she was a spinster, but she was a very wealthy woman. And so we had part of her apartment. And then things all fell apart.
But now, did you know, how old are you now, first of all?
I'm 90.
No, I mean, that by now with your aunt.
Oh, I was 20.
So at 20, you had this vision that you wanted to be a performer?
Yes. Well, I thought, maybe with luck, I'll get a job. So it was a strange way to get a job because I auditioned for some open calls, meaning I wasn't equity yet.
No.
So they did sometimes some of these choruses, they would do that. So
were you good enough in the auditions?
Yes, but not the all-round dancers. Not like the dancers in West Side Story or My Fair Lady. I did jazz very well. But ballet, I didn't have the strength. I was always tall, beanball. You know, I didn't weigh much. But there was a big company called the K. Gorm Dancers. And I auditioned for them and got in. And she booked from Broadway. She would send people out or she would send them on the road. It's with, like, my first gig on the road was with the singer from the Arthur Godfrey show called Carmel Quinn. She was an Irish girl, redhead, and she had four backup dancers, two boys and two girls. So the Gorm dances were choreographed for that particular act. So that's how we would go on the road.
Okay, Joey Pals, we're at the end of our first segment. This is perfect. It's just like it's supposed to be. We started with where Gypsy was born, and now he's starting in his profession. After we come back from our commercial break, we'll go to some memories about his wonderful career. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.